You can listen to this podcast anywhere, even in the shower. From Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
Tick-tack, tick-tack.
Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
New research has revealed eating while talking on your phone, taking calls in the bathroom and screening calls from family and friends are among the worst habits Australians are guilty of while on their devices. MG, we're talking etiquette here, phone etiquette, and the do's and the don'ts. Do you want me to rifle through a few?
Yes, please, because so far I'm guilty on all of the above.
All of the above? Well, listen to this. Almost two-thirds of adults admit to having taken a call or selfie while on the toilet.
Guilty.
One in three have texted or called an ex-partner while intoxicated.
No.
One in four has sent a risque text or photo, a.k.a. dick pic, to the wrong person.
Oh, Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah, that's are you correct? Mate, you're ticking every single box here. discovered that four in five people screen calls by keeping contact details in the phone. And a survey of 1,000 phone users showed almost half feel it would be hard to go a day without their mobile phone, while one in three would go without sex for a week rather than go without their phone for a day. This is all pretty full on, isn't it?
Very.
I understand you might taking a selfie on the toilet, really? I understand you might sneak a quick phone call in while you're on the toot, but a selfie... I know who you're sending that to. How is that sexy? Oh, hey, look at me. Look at me. Number ones, number twos. Look, I'm squinting. I wish Andre the Giant had taken a selfie of him snapping off that massive.
Oh, Elvis Presley.
Yeah. What do you want to say? Take a selfie of you or what you've done?
I've done one once when my wife said, babe, where are you? And I just went, here I am. Take a quick photo. I said, and she goes, oh, well, you didn't have to send me a photo of it.
Only one in three have texted while intoxicated. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Everyone I know has texted while intoxicated. Whoever invents the text that you can retrieve before it's been watched is going to make $1 billion.
Wow.
How often have you had that remorse, text remorse? Oh, God, she's going to see that. Or when you have sent it to the wrong person.
Yeah.
And you can't get it back. Australia, one in five have shared inappropriate content. That's not enough. Lift your game. If someone wants to send me something private, I'm here. You know where I am. I want to know. Only four out of five screen calls. Who's taking numbers they don't recognise? Would get a number they don't recognise and go, oh, this could be interesting. Yeah, kidding.
You know what? I've got a mate who does the exact same thing. I was in the car with him the other day and I said, well, why don't you have names associated with your numbers? Because he was making a few calls. He goes, you know what? That first 15 seconds when you don't know who it is, I love it. I get off on it. I go, what the hell are you on?
Okay. Yeah, you might want to have a chat to him. Sounds a little unstable. There are other stats I'd like to know. Look, at least 8 out of 10 people have stepped outside a WhatsApp chat group to comment on someone in there. We've all done that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Bloody oath we have.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 of us have said we didn't see your text, even though our phone never leaves our hand.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you text me? Oh, jeez. Oh, I don't understand it, Mum.
Yeah.
I don't know. Must have just slipped through the cracks. Whatever. You get the idea. Phone etiquette. Smarten up, people.
Yes. Smartphone up.
All my fears about AI have come to fruition. You thought this could enter nightmarish territory? Well, it has.
Yep.
Just when you thought AI could provide no greater service, it can now provide you with your very own customised pickup lines. Yes, that's what this technology was invented for. Just this pursuit. Riz is the app. Named after the Gen Z slang for charisma.
Oh. See, we're lazy, aren't we?
Yeah. So lazy. It's AI-powered keyboard and response generator, whatever that means. It's an AI-powered keyboard to your phone that can come up with creative messages. So Riz, which can create opening lines and responses to your matches on dating apps, using the keyboard feature on your phone, was built by four college students between the ages of 19 and 20 who clearly can't get a root. So, hey, here's a tip. Stop spending all day indoors coding a machine that can do pickup lines and go out and meet girls.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be the better way to handle this? Do you need Riz? Or do you have your own pickup lines? 133353. Natasha Belling joins us in the studio. What did Glenn do
to win you
when
over.
You started dating? Did
His personality and handsome looks.
Oh, God.
You know it's my birthday today and my birthday wish.
Yeah, can you stop banging on about your birthday?
No, you need to tell us your pickup line that you claim has never failed.
Okay, I've just told it to the girls.
I don't reckon.
Off air, and if they say yes.
No. I'm going to have to dump
it. I say
it,
yes.
So.
You say you haven't heard it.
No, you trust me. We can't.
I've been
absolutely
waved off out the
front there. You is it not
rude?
To do this.
No. Is it rude?
Hey, ladies.
Is it rude?
I'll give it to you afterwards. I'll tell you one I do use, which I do occasionally. I'll walk up to a group of girls. I'll say, excuse me, girls, but one more drink and I'll be anybody's.
I've got a good one for you.
Any takers? Oh, what's yours?
Did you like raisins?
Not really.
Oh, how about a date?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's got Tosh.
I'm easy, though.
The best.
Give another glass of wine.
Is that your pickup line? I'm easy, though.
No, I love a joke.
You love a joke? Well, what about this happened to me once, and it's probably the only time. I was in a pub in Darwin, and a girl came up to me and goes, I know why you look so happy. I go, why? He goes, because you know you're getting a root tonight.
Oh, yay!
How good's that?
Wow. Well, it cuts a small talk, doesn't it?
Well, it cuts a small talk, yes. And then you can relax and enjoy the rest of the evening. Is I better. Kat, what works for you?
I had one that worked on me. I was out in the surf in Adelaide. This was years ago, and there was a lot of whale activity.
And
this bloke sitting on his board next to me waiting for a wave, and he turns to me and he said, do you like whales? And I went, well, yeah, of course. And he goes, great, I've got a hump back at my place. And I laughed so hard, we actually did exchange numbers.
Yay, me! Which would be hard to do on a surfboard. What do you do? Wax it in? wax your board or you do whatever. 133353, you pick up lines. So have you got one more for us?
If I come up to you in a pub, I'd go, I wish I was cross-eyed.
Why?
So I could see you twice.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. Oh no.
Okay.
Can I do mine?
Yep, go on.
No, please.
You're encouraging
you need the dump button.
Yeah, I know. 133353, your pickup lines, and then, you know, a favourite pickup line, get some Mick Bucks.
How
much?
I'm going to fork out. MG's going to put in 50.
Okay.
I'll put in 50.
Okay. 100 Love
bucks.
It.
Let's start with Shane. What is it, buddy?
How much does a polar bear weigh?
I don't know.
Enough to break the ice. Hi, my name's Shane.
And we're off and running.
Off and racing.
Well done, Shane. You're in action. Steve's on the line. Steve, pick up line, please.
Yeah, they claim to have used this. He said to a lady, he said, are they spanners in your eyes?
No.
And she said, no, they're not. And he said, because every time I look into them, my nuts tighten.
Okay.
Maybe because it's cold weather or something.
And how does that go for him? Is it paid dividends?
He claims to have used it, so I don't know of his success rate here. I'm sorry.
No. Okay, good on you, Steve. Matt's on the line. Matt, are you going to pick a winner here too, MG?
Yep.
Matt, pick up line, please.
Can I take a photo of you so I can show Santa what I want for Christmas?
Wow, Matty, that would get you across the line, I reckon. Well played, sir. Jay's on the line. Jay, pick up line.
Legends of the mornings. How you going there? You ever run into a tree?
No.
No, I haven't.
How about a root? Come on, Kat, I know I got you there.
I'm putty in your hands, Jay.
You're in. Rick's on the line. Rick, pick up line, please.
My pick up line is pleased to meet you with a meat to please you.
Brady had any.
Rick, have you had any success with that?
Maybe in my younger days.
Rick, you're in the mix. Mark is on the line. Mark, what's your pickup line?
Yeah, good day. My name's Heimlich. Do you want to see my manoeuvre?
Wow.
Oh, how good is this?
You're in the conversation.
Listeners.
Action. Joe's on the line. Joe from the Gong. What works for you, mate?
I say to him, yeah, I would look good on you.
Right.
I ask, what? Me. Come on, Cat.
Cat. Maybe Cat should be picking the best pickup line here today.
Yeah.
No, Joe, you're in the hunt. Well done. Todd's on the line. Todd, pick up line, please.
Mate, you walk up to a girl and say, are you a parking ticket? She'll say no. Why? Say, you got fine written all over you.
Toddy. Are fast talking, Todd. Well played, sir. Adam's on the line. Adam, what is your pickup line?
Yeah, g'day. Is that a mirror in your pocket or can I just see myself in your pants?
That's a winner. Give him the money.
Okay, go on a sec.
Do you have one that you would like to?
I liked the root one.
Jay.
Yeah,
you're on Jay.
Yeah,
all right. Let's give him 50 each.
50 each. Yep. 50 for MG dollars and 50 Mickey dollars.
Well done, Ad.
And well done.
Cheers, guys.
I love our audience.
Yeah,
that's really
so good.
Welcome to the studio, Will Anderson. Yeah. Hello, Will.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here with you, Mick. And MG, you're, of course, in Adelaide, State of Origin. Wasn't it an amazing game to see Queensland beat Victoria last night in Adelaide? What beautiful uniforms they were wearing, those dark navy blue of Victoria. It truly is an international game now. And Adelaide, Mick. Here's what I love about State of Origin in Adelaide. Adelaide normally has their festival season, Mad March. They have all their festivals, and then they just have a bit of a nap for a while for the rest of the season. They've had Gather Round in the AFL. They've had the State of Origin in. I mean, they're going to be like a toddler that stayed up way too late. They are going to be so grumpy through the winter. Too many things going on in Adelaide.
They're a bit overstimulated in Adelaide. Did you? I know you watched The Origin. Did you?
Yes.
We just had a quick conversation off air. I would have thought that possibly, I know you're a huge fan of the Hilltop Hoods. I love The Living End, don't get me wrong. Would you like to have seen the Hilltop Hoods incorporated as part of the Adelaide extravaganza?
Hugest Adelaide act, the Hilltop Hoods. You just imagine that they would be a no-brainer. I mean, of course, it's compulsory to have The Living End. I don't think you're allowed to have a live sporting event without The Living End. I think The Living End did an incredible deal at some stage with Peter Vlandis, where they just basically have to rock up at every... They are absolutely going to outlive us all, The Living End, I'd imagine.
I'll tell you the truth. This is a true fact. I have spent... In the mosh pit at a Living End concert, I inflated a couch, sat on it, and got everyone to put me up in the air. And I was passed around in the mosh pit on an inflatable couch, only eventually put down by a lit cigarette. I was taken out by a lit cigarette.
So you're like Caesar, carrying around like Caesar.
I would like to see that incorporated into the pre-match entertainment the next time The Living End perform. That's what I would really like to see. But speaking of the pre-match, I've noticed this morning there's a little bit of controversy around the fact that the Indigenous elder made a plea for people to support The Voice. Now, to me, like, people can believe whatever they want about The Voice, but to be mad that the Indigenous elder is in favour of The Voice is like being mad that Darren Lockyer picked the Maroons to win the game, you know?
Exactly.
I feel like we could have gone with that one already. And MG, what's going on with the Queensland Goldilocks approach to State of Origin, which is apparently they're not happy with 13 players. That can't go with that. We'll have 14, we'll have 12, but 13 is not a good number for us.
That's true. Last night they had an extra player on the field with Tommy Gilbert and... but there was nothing. Yeah, then 12 men. I'm still shaking my head. I can't believe it happened. I with 10 minutes to go, Will, I can't believe we're beaten by the Queenslanders yet again at their own game.
I know, but it's not just that though, because they've got better tactics. The Maroons, MG, they often hide in the shadows under Cleary's chin, and people just can't see them coming. That's the problem. I mean, I love State of Origin. I've got to say, I am absolutely obsessed with it, but Are the HIAs, like, in this game now? I mean, in the old days, MG, how many would have you been responsible for?
maybe eight per game.
And would have been done himself five times. You would have been on off the ground five times. I tell you what, sometimes on this program in the mornings, I think we need an HIA. Where are you playing at the moment? Where are you up next?
Well, next in New South Wales, Sutherland Shire. So if you're down in the Shire, God's Own Country, the Sutherland Arts Centre, that's the next stop for me.
Don't
heckle out loud, Mick, because I've discovered a better way to put me off in a show. And it happened in Brisbane at the Tivoli Theatre on Saturday night when a woman came to the show. MG, I like to keep my audience a bit in the dark. Basically when I'm up there on stage, I mostly can't see what's going on in the crowd. But you get a little bit of what they call stage spill, which is the lights that are on you. You can see them a little bit on the audience. Okay. So first two or three rows, you can still see some faces. A woman in the second row, from the minute I went on stage to 85 minutes later when I walked off stage, asleep. The entire time. So unless this is a Weekend at Bernie's situation and this was a final wish for her to see my last show, like I come out to AC/DC playing at full bore at the Tivoli, which is a rock and roll venue.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's already asleep. I'm like, you know what? I'll get her. I'll wake her up. At some stage, she's going to come alive in this show. There's literally a point where you start to use keywords in your act. I'm talking about alarms. I'm saying, hey, the government's got to wake up. Like, I'm trying to just anything that might rouse this woman out of her slumber. After a while, you're literally like, I got concerned. At the start, you're a professional and you're like, I wanted her to enjoy the show. But after a while, I'm like, is she dead? Has she actually died in my show? And her friends are like, I don't want to like ruin the rest of the night, so we're just going to leave her there. So I'm out of one corner of my eye trying to check she's breathing. I'm like, is she breathing? Is she alive? Can somebody just put like, check her pulse, like just see what's going on. But my favorite bit about this, MG, and I swear this is true, I get to the end of the show, I say thank you and good night, she wakes up and claps. So she enjoyed it.
Faker.
She enjoyed the entire thing. She slept through it. She never slept better. Best sleep she's ever had in her life, I think.
So clearly this has bothered you for the whole performance. Show. This happens to me too. So I, on stage, the rare occasions I'm shooting the lights out and everyone's loving it, I can see that person in the second row or third row with the folded arms who has not laughed at anything. And it doesn't matter how good I'm going or how much the rest of the room's liking it, I now fixate on this one person and I wonder why they're there. Do they hate me? Yeah. Is he carrying a gun? All the questions.
Mate, is my thing too. It's like, I understand people get tired, but this is second row. This is someone who's got in early to a sold-out show to buy the ticket to be down the front within my eye line. If she'd been in the fourth row, she could have slept all night. Yep. I wouldn't have seen it. I've got to suspect she was booked by another comedian to put me off.
She's in the wrong show.
Dave Hughes has bought her a ticket, gone down the front, chucked her a couple of rowies and said, this will really put him off.
Or there's been a cock-up down at Ticketek and she thought she was going to see Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm totally confused by all this. Who is this madman on stage ranting at me? Hey, well, I tell you what, if you want to go and see Will and you're not going to fall asleep and you want to sit in the front, the Sutherland Shire, what's the name of that theatre?
Sutherland Arts Centre. And if anyone's interested in the cricket, I was going to say, the Ashes, the World Test Championship, the next 2 months of cricket are going to be absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Yep. So I'm going to do a little spin-off of my AFL adjacent podcast, Two Guys, One Cup, called Two Guys, One Urn.
The first
episode will be up this Friday with Mark Howard from the Howie Games, who people will be familiar with.
Excellent.
So
bang.
I'm going to talk to comedians and people about the Ashes and the cricket and everything that's coming up over the winter.
I'm going to listen to that and hopefully use it to fall asleep.
Yeah.
to you and Mark Howard, I couldn't think of anything better. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, boys.
We have an issue.
How long's the show, Mick?
Not you and me. No, it's with Kat.
Oh.
So I think we might be able to give her some advice. What's your quandary?
Okay, so I'm going away on the weekend, and I'm going away with three couples. So we've got a four-bedroom Airbnb that we're all sharing, and so the guy in charge of organising it has charged per room. So, and I've paid it because I'm not going to be that person and go, well, hang on, wouldn't you just split it between how many people
seven
are going?
People.
Yes, yes. Seven people.
Yes.
So he's going, no, we're splitting it per room because you get your own room, so you're paying for that room. So I've paid it because I'm like, okay, I'm not going to make a fuss here. What would you do? Do you split per person or do you split per room?
So dinner, you get it because you're just paying for dinner. You pay it seven ways.
Yep.
Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Old school. So, but what is the breakdown of facilities? Like, they're all using the same kitchen. They're all using the same electricity. They're all just saying, you're one of seven, yet you're one of four bedrooms.
Yeah. So I'm paying double to watch the TV.
I think that's ridiculous. They need to split it seven ways.
Yeah, but hang on a second.
For the accommodation, are you the only single person going?
Yes.
100% it's seven ways.
Yeah.
But what about this? What if she has sex with a local? What if she brings someone home?
Oh, that's different. You've got to ask him to pay.
Oh. I think that'll be the case anyway. Now, listen. No, it's your room. So if you're paying for the room.
I can do whatever
you can do
I want
whatever you want.
I can bring three people back if I wanted. I won't because I'm not that type of girl. I'm a lady.
What's going on
I'm
here?
A lady. But.
Are these swingers you're going away with?
No, yeah, no, they're good friends.
Keys in the bowl.
Yeah. No, it's a genuine question, though, because I'm obviously not going to argue because I'm like, okay, I've got the room. And their argument is, well, we have to share rooms with our partners.
No.
You get the whole room to yourself.
No, seven ways, 100%. Mm.
What if one of them has a fight and one of their partners ends up sleeping on the couch?
Or in my bed.
Oh, I told you they were swingers.
It's all happening. 133353, have you got a ruling on this?
Yeah,
is there something you can help our cat out with? What's the right way to move forward? Should you put bunks in? I don't know. Give us a call.
133353. And our favourite caller, Mick Bucks, on offer as
100
well.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Whoa, maybe. Hey, Pete, what's your cat do? Should she pay full freight? What's her story?
Oh, no way, mate. Like, seriously, I'm prepared to pay, like, halfway. And, like, I'm a pretty good-looking guy. I've got nearly all my own teeth, mate.
I've got nearly all my own teeth.
Hang on, Pete. What's your suggestion? That she takes you and you'd pay half the room?
Well, listen, I'm pretty desperate. I'll pay for the whole room, bro.
I never want someone to date me and say, I'm pretty desperate, as their first sentence.
Although, Kat, this could be a cheap weekend for you.
That's true.
Hang on the line, Pete. Look, you might be in luck. Mick, what should happen here?
Mate, split it seven ways. Throw the coos in a bowl and go at it like rabbits.
Oh, just tarp the joint like Dexter is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. I love you thinking, Mick. You're getting some sound advice here from some fairly stable people. What do you reckon, Sharni?
It's definitely four bedroom. You have to pay by bedroom.
Okay.
You pay by bedroom. Have you had this yourself in the past or...?
I just look at it in the way that if you buy a house, your price doesn't go up because you've got an extra person.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying. No, if you rent, if you're a two-bedroom rental, you're probably going to be paying for half of the house.
That's right. If you go and rent a hotel for the night, you've got one bedroom or you want a two-bedroom, you pay more for the two-bedroom. So you're paying more for extra bedroom.
Okay, but what I would do then, Kat, is I'd pay full freight for the bedroom, but I would label my food in the fridge.
Yeah.
So if any of them go near your food, they're in trouble.
They're
Katie is on the line. Which way do you think it should go?
Hello, Katie?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Katie. If you're on radio, you called us.
Oh, yeah.
what do you think should happen?
I think you should split it seven ways. It's not fair that the couple get to split the bill in half and the single person doesn't.
Yeah, I like that, Katie.
But that's the price you pay for leading a sad, lonely, ordinary life, don't you think, Katie?
Or happy and free, some would say.
Yes.
Happy and free.
And you'll pay a premium for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go down to Carol. Can we, Carol, what way do you think it should go?
Hey, guys, it should just all be split evenly. That's it. You're all sharing the house.
Seven ways,
you know,
and
I mean?
All sleep together.
That's it. Well, if that's what Kat wants, good luck to her.
But
Kat, what's going to happen when you go out to dinner, like you brought up before? If somebody has an extra glass of wine, are they going to squibble over that?
No.
Share it all evenly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It just should be shared evenly.
Yep. Okay. No.
All right. Well said, Kel. Are we going back to Rob?
Sure.
Rob, is he there? Rob, what's your suggestion, buddy?
I've got the perfect solution. Kat just takes me with her. I split the room and we get to know each other over the weekend.
Okay. Well,
maybe
all right.
It'll be split by three ways, it sounds like, between Rob, myself and Pete.
Oh, ooh. Perfect. Everyone's happy. Thank you.
Let's get into it. Another wonderful week that was on Mick and MG in the morning. Mick revealed how he got his nickname, Windscreens O'Brien.
There was a lovemaking incident on the bonnet of the beast, which resulted in my nickname being Windscreens O'Brien.
There was actually a lot of lovemaking as a teenager on bonnets, wasn't there?
You were parked at the front of a house, generally.
Yeah.
Couldn't...
The beach.
No, the old beach. We all came home with sand in our derps.
And a woman was knocked out cold in a cheese rolling incident, which left Mick reminiscing over his other cheese related ventures.
I've always wanted to chase a 20 pound Edam down a cliff. It's been a dream of mine. I haven't done that yet, but I tell you what I've done. I've strung two cheese sticks together like nunchucks.
Oh, yeah.
And performed every routine from Enter the Dragon. I can also, with a case of cheese slices, like ninja stars, take you out from 20 feet.
MG once rode a bull for a radio stunt.
I got this bull and I couldn't believe how tight they put my hand under the bull.
Oh, my God.
And I went, what am I doing? My legs couldn't get over the back.
I read a Shetland called Elvis.
And Mick has no problem with 1 in 8 men bringing a condom to a funeral just in case.
Wow. And that's the prudent thing to do. Sometimes you just want to console someone with condolences.
No, you don't.
You want to condole their brains out.
Exactly.
Hey, is it the crematorium or are things getting hot in here?
A 102-year-old woman has given the secret to living a long and good life.
She loves sex and sherry and a bit of chocolate.
Hello. Rob is going to be hitting around with the hamper. I'll jump in the bath for an hour or two and wrinkle up. And then it's game on, toots.
And then pack your pockets full of mothballs.
Yeah, so I've got that old man smell. She loves.
Oh, didn't things get emotional when MG took off for Adelaide for State of Origin and left Mick behind?
See the poster? What does it say?
Mick and MG in the morning.
All right, and what is it? It's morning.
That's morning.
So why is it just going to be Mick for the next half hour?
Well, I'm off to Adelaide for State of Origin.
Why?
Because I want to. And I've...
I want you to reconsider. Please.
Okay.
Well, what if I give you a little cuddle?
You give me them all the time in the ad breaks.
Now listen to me. Are you actually going?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm actually leaving right now.
Well, then.
Oh, stop it. You're making me cry.
I really can't believe you're doing this. It's been a good time. And
see you, buddy.
I feel we've got to know each other in a certain way. Even in Adelaide, we'll still be together. We have a bond. Can I call you? Call me when you land. Call me when you land, or I'll be worrying. Just be kind. Don't run into Wally Lewis over there. Look after yourself. Will you call me?
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye, baby.
Oh, and tensions were raised when MG showed off his luxury accommodation in Adelaide.
After sending me beers, when you get to Adelaide, he sent me a picture of basically the Sultan of Brunei's hotel room. It's got 5 different bedrooms, 4 windows, 3 lounge rooms, a butler, an indoor waterfall. It's got a grand piano. And what happened there?
Oh, you know, it's not what you know, baby. It's who you know.
Jeez.
And therefore, Mick and MG took their frustrations out on Queensland.
Why do you hate Queensland, MG?
Bob Catter, Clive Palmer.
Clive Palmer? Jeez, you pulled out the big gun.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, the Great Barrier Reef. The Great Barrier Reef's had it too good for too long.
Yeah, it's always complaining. It's always saying, I'm like, where my car is going.
More attention for me. I would bleach the entire reef.
Yes, I'm with you. Let's go, baby. Bleach it blue.
Also, too many dolphins. Queensland?
Yes.
Cut back on the dolphins, you idiots. I'll tell you why, Queensland. Schoolies week. I'm always getting kicked out. Yeah. I'm always getting kicked out. And you go, what about my rights as a toolie?
That's right.
And there wraps up another week on Mick and MG in the Morning on Triple M Sydney.
Mick and MG in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.